It's time for the emergency break of the week.
And really the only reason we're doing this.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Saturday, July 22nd, also at Dos Equis Pavilion, Nickelback.
Oh, yeah. Okay, why are we playing this? That is Creed.
Oh, that's Creed?
Did you think that was Nickelback?
Oh, no.
And that's why you wanted to play the Scott Stapp song.
Yeah.
Oh, no. DJ.
I completely messed up.
DJ, what is happening?
Okay. I'll wear this one.
Dude.
There's no doubt. Tyler, if you can pull up a Nickelback song.
Man. Somehow, I don't know which one you offended more, but you offended one of them just now.
But it was in good faith. I wanted to play the Marlin Soaring song.
That would make sense if Creed was here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
The brake brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We'll give you the candidates. You get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one from the Hotline. A volume shooter, high volume shooter. They were talking about the actress Aubrey Plaza. I guess Corby has some sort of history with her. And Davey said this.
Yeah. So they're going to start production later this year in L.A.
We all need to support her in this time of
yeah, in this difficult
need.
Time.
Right, right. Don't DM her, though, because she doesn't answer.
No, you've tried?
You've always been
just
there.
Don't do it. Don't even try.
It's weird. It comes back as blocked.
I know. I know. Our relationship is what they call fluid right now. So
gross.
Which means you look at pictures of her and comes out.
Dave.
I don't know.
I don't either, man.
What?
I don't think so.
Come on.
No.
I didn't say out of where.
It's tough to figure that one out.
All right.
But yes, our relationship is fluid, Dave.
Uh-huh. Metallica.
All right.
I didn't think you had to be fluid.
Dave.
I think you've said it in that. I think they did the safe thing. Maybe not on the rant, but that's.
Certainly, it's safer. But I'm just saying. Yes. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if you're just saying that, you're okay and you're covered.
Okay, thanks.
But that is Davey as candidate number one. And I'm mighty glad you spoke up, Gordo, because you are candidate number two.
I protest.
For breaking one of the all-time rules. We've always talked about this. Whatever you do.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what. don't eat on the air.
That's what Gran McDowell used to tell him. You can't eat on the air.
I think it's officially a mess, a negotiating mess that the Cowboys have right now with Micah Parsons. Up next, we got Gordo on the observation deck.
You caught me eating on the air.
Oh, listen to that, eating on the air.
Well, it's one of those Clif bars or whatever that's so hard to chew.
You're eating tar, basically.
Yeah, and I took this bite like a minute and a half ago, and I can't get it down.
Obviously.
Speaking of eating, a horrible story from the week.
Yeah. I can't take that.
Goes ahead and does the tease with his mouth full.
Dry mouth.
I don't know if anyone's ever been caught with that much food in his mouth before. All right, one more time. I think it's officially a mess, a negotiating mess that the Cowboys have right now with Micah Parsons. Up next, we got Gordo on the observation deck.
You caught me eating on the air.
Oh, listen to that, eating on the air.
Well, it's one of those Clif bars or whatever that's so hard to chew.
You're eating tar, basically.
Yeah, and I took this bite like a minute and a half ago, and I can't get it down.
Obviously.
Speaking of eating, a horrible story from the weekend.
Gosh, it has to be a tease like that. Dang it.
And that's where we learned about landfill quesadillas.
That's right.
Segment. So that was a very, very important discussion that we had coming up next. Okay, that's Gordon as candidate number two. Candidate number three from the invasion, one Matt McLaren, as they were talking on Donnie's birthday. And thanks to our friends at Eatsy's, Donnie got a bunch of chocolate cookies delivered to him on his birthday, some with just the logo of Eatsy's on them and some with pictures of Donnie, including one where I guess Donovan was dressed up as Superman and Matt had superhero confusion.
I think later I might enjoy one of your birthday treats. Just because it's your birthday.
I really appreciate that. Thank you to Eatsies to who brought cookies with a picture of me from the ninth grade. Which
I know. I don't know if I want to eat that version of you.
You don't think so? Well, the other one has me in like a Superman onesie. Is that okay?
Yes. Okay. Just call me Robin.
Robin?
That's the wrong superhero.
What is wrong with him?
Dude, you are all over the place right now. Are you okay? Do we need a restart?
Oh, my God.
Do we need to count down and restart?
You've lost your mind. You signed your life away yesterday, and you lost your mind.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
At 11:36, I just wrote down, Matt is falling apart, and it really hasn't stopped.
It hasn't stopped, and it's 12 o'clock.
The crazy thing is, when you looked at me, in my head, I was like, how does he not get this? Like, come on. And then I go, wait a second.
Cam just got here. You really made him mad.
Yeah, that dynamic duo of Superman and Robin that we're all
after Robin's contract with Batman ran out, he hopped on over to Superman.
And Matt's known for making funny noises. We have to listen to the whole thing, but right after he said it or before he said it, he makes a weird noise of like, listen real closely here.
I think later I might enjoy one of your birthday treats just because it's your birthday.
I really appreciate that. Thank you to Eatsies to who brought cookies with a picture of me from the ninth grade.
I don't know if I want to eat that version of you.
You don't think so? Well, the other one has me in like a Superman onesie. Is that okay?
What was that? We need to isolate that tip sheet. That's an amazing noise. All right, those are your candidates: Davey, Gordo, or Matt. 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I want to vote for Gordon. And, George, I'm new to town. Do you know the phone number for Hot Dog Rental Company?
Yes, I'm going to chase that down for you. Thank you for your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Oh, hey, guys. Tiger from Aledo.
Okay.
I'm gonna vote for Gordon.
Thank you. Thanks, Tiger. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
When Cruz in Aledo sits down to eat a steak, he just eats a steak. I don't think when Cruz in Aledo sits down to eat a steak, he thinks, I wish Wagyu.
Oh, my gosh. I wish Wagyu.
Thank you very much for confirming that was a hilarious joke.
Are you still proud of that joke?
Yes, I'm still proud of it. Okay. Absolutely. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Give me the Gordo mayonnaise sandwich.
Okay. What? Gordo's off to a good start here.
Ranch.
Hello. You are on the ticket.
Morning, Mister.
Morning.
How you doing?
Who's this?
Come on, AM Radio.
That was a fake one.
You think that's
very
fake?
Yeah. That was very fake.
I don't know. It sounded like her.
Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins E-Break?
Hey, guys. It's E-Break Man here with the new sweet song. Let the fluids hit the floor. Let the fluids hit the floor. Let the fluids hit the floor.
Yeah, it's a Corby vote.
Or Davey.
Or Davey, yes.
Davey. Hey there, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, quick sports question real quick, and then I'll vote. Before he plays his first game, will Cooper Flagg get as many segments as Deuce Vaughn did his rookie year about how great he was going to be?
Okay, all right. Sometimes we miss, all right, dude? Just who you want to vote for?
I'll vote for the hot chick that does the scatter shooting intro.
Okay. That was a nothing call there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
I don't know if you boys heard, but Peggy and I have moved back to Texas. God, I love this state.
That's pretty good.
That is a pretty good Hank Hill.
Well, damn it, Gordon. I appreciate that. That touches my heart. If I'm going to vote today, I'm going to vote for Davey because that boy ain't right.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I took you long enough.
Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yes. LHO, not alone. And I'll take number three.
Okay. Hello. You're on Ticket Radio.
Are we yelling anything from Dutch Bros? Vote for Gordo. Vote for Gordo.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Dang it, I don't want to listen to this again. It's
Gordon
too gross.
Keith eating on the air. I think it's officially a mess, a negotiating mess that the Cowboys have right now with Micah Parsons. Up next, we got Gordo on the observation deck.
You caught me eating on the air.
Oh, listen to that, eating on the air.
That's it's one of those Clif bars or whatever that's so hard to chew.
You're eating tar, basically.
Yeah. And I took this bite like a minute and a half ago, and I can't get it down.
Obviously.
Speaking of eating, a horrible story from the weekend.
Yeah. So gross.
It is.
That's amazing. And, man, you've been racking up some e-brakes here recently. How many is that for the great Gordo?
That is 107 e-break wins now for Gordon. He's two behind you, George, but he is now 32 behind the all-time leader, Norman Fluids Hitzkiss.
Okay, look at there.
How long has Norm not worked here, and we're still 30 behind him?
A couple of years, yeah.
Jeez.